Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the multitude. Just before this passage, we find that our Lord has gone out into the quiet and deserted places with his closest followers. The Gospel tells us that they had left the crowds for some private time with Christ. Often we have a sense that we should be busy in our Christian life and service, and perhaps we sometimes fall into the trap of thinking that by doing many things, we are able to please God. But being obedient does not require the creation of lots of activity. It requires only that in the things we find that God is leading us into, we seek to be faithful and obedient by His grace. Even when we are engaged in God's work in our lives, rather than our own, there is still a need for private time with Christ. How do we achieve this? The spiritual tradition of our church leads us to use several practices. In the first place, we should try to pray at least part of the hours of prayer from the Egbeia in the morning and evening. We are not merely repeating words, but seeking to make them our own. These prayers also contain scripture readings, but we should try to read a short passage from the Bible and think about it prayerfully, reflecting on it as we pass through the day. We should also try to pray the Jesus Prayer through every day, that short prayer which says, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me." Or in the form that we pray it in the Tasbeha, "My Lord Jesus Christ, help me." And it is good to try and be reading a spiritual book at all times, something which is stretching us, teaching us, encouraging us. It was when the disciples had withdrawn in private to be with Christ that the crowds came seeking him. It is when we are seeking to be spiritual people, living a life in God's presence at each moment, that the crowds come out to find us. This is often not what we expect. We think that we must be busy in mission and religious service, and when we have time we will concentrate on our spiritual lives. But there is no service without a spiritual life in contact with God. If we are not becoming spiritual people, then our religious service is without any meaning. We are simply repeating other people's words. If we seek to become spiritual people, spending time each day with Christ, then our service, however limited it might be, takes on a new meaning, because it is service in the name of Christ and in the power and strength of Christ. When the crowds do turn up, we see that our Lord received them and taught them and healed them. He ministered to all of their needs. And in our different circumstances, we try to offer the same service to those who come to us. We welcome each person that comes through the door in the name of Christ, and we try to offer the same hospitality which he offered the crowds. And in our own lives, we try to have a hospitable spirit, welcoming each person that comes into our life in one way or another. As far as we are able and given grace by God, we seek to teach about the kingdom of God, about the transforming power of God's rule in our lives, and we seek to offer a healing place of friendship and stillness in a troubled world. And we have this same responsibility in our own lives. It is not only a ministry of the church and of our congregation. As we live our lives as parents, spouses, friends, colleagues and neighbours, we must also offer this divine hospitality to those in need around us. We must also seek to offer ourselves as a healing friend to others, teaching them by the way in which we live our lives about the reality of Christ's transforming grace, even if we use no words at all. But there are times when we feel a great sense of being powerless in the face of all the needs around us and lacking the words and resources to offer others. It was the same for the disciples. The evening began to draw in, and the crowds were still there. It was time to eat, but the disciples had no food, no food for themselves, and no food for the great crowd of hungry people. The disciples can only think in human terms. Even though they have been so long with Christ and have seen him work miracles, they have even been out in pairs and seen people being healed by their own prayers in the name of Christ. Yet now they seem to lack the faith that God will continue to provide all that is needed. We can see from this passage that our Lord was well aware of the needs of the crowd. But he doesn't say, "Stand back, I will fix this." Instead, he asks the disciples to give the people something to eat. And the Lord asks this of us. We see the needs around us, in our families, at work, in our neighbourhoods, and around the churches where we gather to pray. And the Lord says to us, "You feed these people." But how can we? It seems we have nothing to offer. The disciples discovered that altogether they had 5 small loaves and 2 fish. That wasn't quite nothing, but it must have seemed like it. Our Lord asked them to take these few resources and make all of the people sit down as if it would be enough. What were the disciples thinking? Perhaps they imagined that, at a push, everyone might get a tiny crumb. But what they thought didn't matter so much. Instead, they chose to be obedient, despite their doubts and confusions. Then the Lord took the little which they had to offer, gave thanks to God, and returned the gifts of bread and fish to the disciples. They still only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Outwardly, nothing had changed. But as they offered the bread and the fish to the first group of people, they found that there was still bread and fish. And even after they had given bread and fish to everyone who was sitting there hungry, there was still food left over. We have so little to offer, both in our own lives and in the lives of our congregations. Yet the needs of those around us are so very great. But we can offer the little we have to God, our small resources, our small amount of spiritual growth and fruit, our limited abilities. These can all be offered to God with faith, and he will return them to us. The needs of those around us will not be any less, but having offered our lives to God so that we might be obedient in his service, we will find that he gives them back to us, strengthened with a grace that is not our own. We can discover that we can go beyond what is merely human. We can find ourselves used in his service in all manner of ways that we had never imagined. We might pray, "Lord, the needs of the world around us are so great. Where can we even begin to make a difference?" But he speaks to us and reminds us that in ourselves we can do nothing. But when we give our lives over to him, then anything and everything is possible. Even the feeding of the crowds around us with a spiritual and heavenly food. May we give our lives to God anew. May we ask him to use us in his service. And may we work together in each of our congregations and in our own lives and in every place where we gather to welcome those whom we meet with the love and compassion that God has offered us. To the glory of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.